The game director for the original World of Warcraft, sometimes called Vanilla, Mark Kern, had a fantastic quote and way of thinking about the role of entertainment in the society that we live in. Mark Kern said that entertainment is like the watering hole during the dry season when all of the animals would put down their differences. Predators, prey, would all come to drink water and for some amount of time hold a ceasefire that somehow held together inside the animal kingdom. Otherwise, it would have resulted in catastrophe as different animal populations would die of thirst. So they would all come to the watering hole. Crocodiles, lions, cheetahs, antelope, all sorts of animals all coming together and pausing to take water and then leave to continue on their journey. So too is entertainment in its best form. When entertainment gets things right, it allows people of different ideological beliefs to come together to experience a movie or a game or a show and to have a shared experience that can help define our culture. In its best form, entertainment is a unifying force. In its worst form, it raises one group above the other or some groups above other groups in an ideological, hierarchical system that only serves to create division and divisiveness. The Walt Disney Company, in particular, has been subject to a certain ideology as of late, which has divided audiences. Whether it has been the Star Wars brand and The Last Jedi and The Rise of Skywalker and the various properties thereafter, which have divided fans and split the community and caused infighting rather than the entire group of excited fans ready for a new Star Wars entry, or whether it has been with Disney Animation coming out and flat out saying that they have a particular ideological agenda that they're aiming for, the Walt Disney Company is in the midst of facing a reckoning from audiences because they have driven into agenda rather than continuing to remain a neutral force, a binding agent within Western culture that families know is a safe space for their kiddos, not a safe space for people of a partisan bent. The problem the Walt Disney Company faces is that they have hired many people who have an agenda to push forward, and that agenda is not specifically to make the very best product that they can, but rather that they would like to push forward a preferred narrative. Not a narrative of storytelling, but a narrative that is reflective of the modern world, a narrative that seeks to institute cultural change. And while cultural change can be a byproduct of great entertainment, if it is the primary directive, the primary goal of that entertainment, it is not neutral entertainment. It becomes inherently propaganda. The problem that Disney has is they need to restore neutrality to their company. They are not just any other studio. When you think of Paramount, it's unlikely that you have an emotional attachment to that company. Perhaps you do, but most people probably do not. When you think about Warner Brothers, though you may like the Looney Tunes and other franchises within that tent, you likely do not have any sort of emotional attachment to Warner Brothers. But the Walt Disney Company is different. It represents a sort of Americana cultural feeling. It represents the iconography of the castle with the pixie dust going over the top of it. People can remember back to their trips down Main Street, USA at the Disney parks and looking at Cinderella's castle and having an emotional feeling. People can think about their childhoods and the movies that they were raised on, the movies that families trusted the Walt Disney Company with in influencing and impacting their kids. this reputation, this emotional feeling that the Walt Disney Company earned was the result of decades of hard work on the part of Walt Disney and his successors. But in the past few years, the Disney Company has become hijacked by ideologues who misunderstand that while pushing boundaries can be good, pushing all boundaries is certainly not. And there is a limit that progressivism must not go beyond for entertainment in the same way that conservatism must not go beyond. I do not advocate for the Walt Disney Company to become a conservative company. I do not advocate for the Walt Disney Company to be a left-leaning or progressive company. Rather, I believe that it is important for the Walt Disney Company to be a moderated, neutral company that serves the interests of the broadest majority it can. And this is not only in the fiduciary interest of the company, but it's also in the cultural interest of Western nations who largely view the Walt Disney Company as a safe haven for many of the culturally important franchises that exist. Think for a moment that Star Wars contains characters who have had an almost infinite impact on the lives of those who love it. The same is true of Disney Animation. What small children have not been shaped in some way by movies like Beauty and the Beast or Aladdin, or perhaps Tarzan or Moana? The Disney Company is important. Its brands are important. And they're important in a neutral way that most people can enjoy and feel safe viewing. With the latest movie, Lightyear, we have seen the unraveling of the cultural importance of Disney and the trust that families have. Families did not go in large to the theater to see the movie. Instead, the film came in at about $50 million domestic, doing even worse internationally. What this means is that it fell far short of the $90 million bottom number that we were looking at just 2 weeks ago. Yes, articles will cite the $70 to $80 million projection, but that number only happened once panic mode set in as the various access and mainstream media sources discovered that pre-sales were very poor. Originally, they thought this movie was going to be a worldwide box office billion-dollar success. Instead, it will struggle to reach $200 million even if it can. And therefore, the Walt Disney Company is looking at a very large loss, perhaps as much as $300 to $400 million in losses for Lightyear. That is untenable. In the same way, the response to the Kenobi series is likewise divided. And if we look at the popularity of streaming shows, it is undeniable that Stranger Things is far more popular than the live-action Star Wars series that sees Kenobi rematched against Vader. How can it be that Star Wars, once the greatest franchise in the history of cinema, is falling to second place, distantly, behind the Duffer Brothers? It can only be that the Walt Disney Company has squandered the excitement, the trust, and the praise of families. There is a solution. No, I do not advocate that Disney suddenly stop presenting people accurately in their media. I don't want to see people groups struck from their movies. I don't want to see demographics taken out of their TV shows. Instead, it would be much better for the company if they were willing to simply reflect society. While I do not advocate specifically for Disney to include Christianity or Christian themes in their properties, consider for a moment. When is the last time you saw anything remotely reflecting Christianity in a Disney property? Disney pushes the idea that they want to be inclusive and that they want to be reflective of all the people who enjoy their properties. Yet, I don't recall lately anything whatsoever at all that reflects the huge number of Christians in America. I'm not asking for Disney to proselytize. I'm simply asking for Disney to recognize that this people group exists. If we're going to work very hard to have every demographic represented, then perhaps that should also be one that is represented. Even if I would, frankly, not even want to see Disney pushing religious values to children, that would be wrong. In the same way that I would not want Islamic values pushed on children, nor would I want Jewish values pushed on children, nor would I want Hindu values pushed on children, because they're children. And that is the role of their families and their parents and their grandparents and their communities. And entertainment should be the neutral ground which all of those families feel that they can safely give to their children. The cultural bindings that connect us all is what Disney needs to return to. They need to stop with hard quotas. They need to stop with secret agendas. Instead, give us universal stories that we can all enjoy and respect. Instead, give us narratives that drive us all to be better, to be greater than what we are. Stop feeding us storylines that convince us that we are good enough in the state that we are in, because that is patently untrue. All of us have greater potential that we could rise to. Even if we are fantastically good, we can continue to grow better and better. And what else could we possibly hope for in entertainment than to be driven to such success, to such a goal, to wish upon a star that we and the rest of the world could be better? Hopefully Disney will recognize that and improve. That would be the very best way to restore this company into something that all families feel secure in going to see, entrusting their children to, and in being excited to go see the next big thing out of the Walt Disney Company. I do not want a Disney company that rejects people or avoids topics or ignores the downtrodden. But I do want a Disney company that understands that their job is to bind this culture together as best they can, whether it is by Spider-Man or Luke Skywalker or Iron Man or Mickey Mouse. The Walt Disney Company should appeal to conservatives, to liberals, to moderates, and to everybody else that they possibly can. Not only is it important for their economics, but it is vital for their role, their unique role, as the company that provides such great entertainment to children of all ages. If you enjoyed this article, make sure to share it out, make sure to tweet it, put it on your other social medias. We're trying to provide you with the most diverse formats of information that we possibly can here at That Park Place. We are growing by leaps and bounds, and so we want to continue to offer everything we can to our readers, and we certainly do appreciate you. We are so thankful that you choose to come to this website, that you choose to listen, that you choose to read, and we hope that you choose to comment. Even if we can't get back to every single one of you, please know that we are reading all the comments. We are reading all the emails. We are checking all of the mentions on Twitter and your comments on Facebook. We care deeply about what you think, and we are so, so grateful for your continued feedback and for your continued association with this website. Add it to your favorites. And ladies and gentlemen, I hope you've had a great time listening to That Which Should Be Fun. All the news that should be fun, you'll find it at thatparkplace.com.